And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're not in the Mighty 1090 studios. We are at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Beautiful setting out here Mr. Steve Pinard's great place here, right on the water next to the Dana launch ramps across from SeaWorld and Mission Bay. What a show we have for you today. Conway Bowman, the one and only, here along with Steve Pinard. And this is our San Diego County Ford Dealers live broadcast. So we have that big casting contest going on. Ryan is ready to get things rolling on the casting contest. We have a great crowd already assembled. The cowboy is here, the prize cowboy, along with his assistant, Tommy P. We're going to have a great show. Come on down to Dana Landing, win some great prizes, have a chance to go to Katmai Lodge in Alaska, and listen to some great fishing information right here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on 2 of the finest 3/4 day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego Out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I think this might be my favorite of all of our live broadcast locations. It's like the perfect spot, epicenter, all the fishing's going down. Fishing's crazy today. Boats launching every 5 minutes. People grabbing gear. Like, this is where it goes down.
We've been here since before 6 this morning, and the activity here at Dana Landing is
quite
a scene. And that's every day during the summer, right, Stephen?
That first hour's tough. Yeah, that first hour's tough.
Yeah, you were a little, running around like all the employees running around. Everybody's getting things done.
Yep.
Yeah, getting the boats out. How many six-pack charter boats do you run out of Dana Landing here?
We have the two boats. We have the Impulse, which is the six-passenger boat, which is out in an overnight, and then we have the Blackjack that does day trips. And there's other boats that run, out of the area, but those are the two boats that run out here.
Yeah, but a lot of people launching their boats, getting ready to go catch some fish today, and there's some fish to catch.
Plenty of fish.
Yeah.
There is.
Yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail, Dorado. All kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
And everybody comes to Dana for the same thing. We keep our boat right here, too, and it's just always that that every last-minute thing you need, from sandwiches to tackle to soda to ice to water to beer and everything in between, is at this place. I mean, everything.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a one-stop shop for everything from Mexican licenses to a hot sandwich in the morning or ice to take with you and full lunch and everything else, too.
So you can get a bag of chips or a 50 wide and a kite.
Exactly. Yeah. Full tackle store.
Fuel,
yeah, that's right. What am I missing?
Anything else?
Yeah. Battery. If your battery dies, you can get a new battery.
Yeah. You guys got a rad spot.
Pretty impressive, no doubt about it. And one of the guys that operates out of here is our good buddy Conway Bowman. Conway, welcome.
What's up, Conway?
Great to have you. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And, it's always great to come down and see Steve and the crew here. I remember Dana Landing when it was a little coffee stand on the corner, and it's built up to, one of the best places probably that anywhere in the United States. I do a lot of traveling. This is the one-stop shop. You got a ramp. You got the tackle shop. It's great. It's excellent.
How many square feet is that? That's a big tackle shop.
The whole store is right about 4,000 square feet.
4,000 square feet.
At least half of it basically is tackle.
Yeah. Maui Jim sunglasses, Olakai sandals and shoes. Yep. You have probably the biggest selection of any tackle store that I know of Olakai's and Maui Jim's.
And sunglasses.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's everything you want is right here. And everything you want today is right here. We got a great crowd already assembled here for our San Diego County Ford Dealers Live broadcast. Ryan's getting a membership in the casting contest today. So here's how it works. If you haven't been to one of our broadcasts, it's free. Just come on down. We're giving away a ton of great prizes. A prize cowboy there and his assistant Tommy P are there giving away a lot of stuff. We have Rapala lures, Williamson lures. We have a lot of AFCO clothing. We have a lot of AFCO prizes, AFCO kite. We have AFCO belts. We have trip on the San Diego. We have some San Diego Padre tickets. We have $50 gift certificates to the Tilted Kilt. Lots of good stuff today. Yeah, sailing and all kinds of stuff. That's all free. You just enter, get a ticket from the cowboy, and that's the drawing that we do during the breaks. And then we have the opportunity to run the casting contest. And two different opportunities to win the other prizes, right, Ricky?
Yeah, that's the cool thing. So if you want to get in the casting contest, you just see Ryan, and it's a really cool deal. Again, totally free. Everything's free. Just come down, hang out with us, have some fun. In the casting contest, you'll basically be flipping into several different, it's like a game of chance and a game of skill. You flip into several casting targets and then draw a card for your number of points. And basically, we give away three rad prizes for the casting contest, which today includes a brand-new Shimano rod. We also are giving away an AFCO Lejos belt, and we have a Rapala and Williamson lure package.
In addition to that, it's a whole trolling package. It's from Rapala and Williamson and AFCO. We've got two of the AFCO roller flatline
clips,
too, which is, that package is worth well over a couple $100.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so very, very cool prize pack for there. And that's just, again, for showing up, hanging out in the casting contest. And then, of course, the winner of the casting contest also qualifies for the big grand prizes that are all going to be given away at the next live broadcast at Elko and Ford. There's going to be, you know, our eight mega prizes, and the winner of the casting contest qualifies for one of those mega prizes, which is really cool. And everybody today that that attends is going to get a ticket for all the great prizes that we're giving away. Plus, you're going to fill out an entry form to be one of the eight qualifiers that we were just talking about to win the trip to world-famous Katmai Lodge. It's unbelievable. It's going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, July of 2017. And with that trip includes your 4 days of fishing, 4 nights of lodging, all the meals at the lodge, and a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Anchorage.
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
It's quite a package. It's a well over $5,000 package there that we're giving away to one lucky qualifier. There's going to be eight qualifiers. We've already qualified four. We're going to qualify two more today, one with the casting contest, one with the random draw. At the end of the show, you must be present to win that random draw. To get into the random draw, again, just see the cowboy or Tommy P over there, and they'll take your name. And so, Conway, what have you been doing these days? A lot of stuff going on. The new show, the F-Series Ford Outfitters.
Yeah, so the Outfitters, that's a Ford property, and it's, I've been doing it for 4 years, so this is our fourth season. Yeah, it's interesting, but it's really picked up speed, and it's, you know, it's a great show. It takes me all over the United States and into Canada, into Mexico, and we fish, we hunt, and we feature the great Ford products. So the F-Series. And this year I'm driving a F-150, so it's cool.
Sweet. Yeah, one of the new aluminum body F-150.
Yep, exactly.
Pretty impressive vehicle.
Great, wonderful vehicle, and it's really a great project to work on. I feel really grateful to be able to do it.
Now, you kind of have made your fame hunting sharks here out of Dana Landing on the fly, right?
Yep.
You still doing that?
A little bit, yeah. You know, these days my time's kind of tight, but I do try to pick out the right tides, the right moon phases to go out and do it. In fact, I was out yesterday and got a nice one. But, yeah, that's sort of, you know, that's where it kind of all started, and right here with Steve at Dana Landing. And
how long have you been here?
Well, as long as you've had the coffee cart on the corner, so what's that?
It was
93.
Wow.
How's that?
Rad.
So, yeah. And I mean, still right there, you know. But it's it really, that the Mako Shark and the fly rod kind of defined my career in the outdoor world. I mean, it's been a really, really neat experience, and it's brought me a lot of great opportunities. So
that's awesome, Colin.
Now, are you still the reservoir keeper at Hodges too?
Still got the day.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
jeez.
I know, it's great.
It's cool. You're a busy guy, and then Michelle is here with the family.
Yep.
You got the whole family here.
And Max is six, and Jackson's one, and my wonderful wife Michelle, who's a better angler than I am, actually. So.
he's darn good. Yeah.
So it's life is good, and I'm grateful for everything I have.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
What have been some of the more, I love hearing about the show. What would you say some of the more exciting shoots that you've got to go on? And
well, you know, they've all been great. In fact, the last one I just went on with Jack Vincent for Giant Mako Shark. So I'd never caught a Mako over probably 300 pounds, 350, and I got a grander.
Oh, wow.
Three weeks ago off of the west end of Catalina Island. It's way off the west end. It's in kind of a nondescript spot. But, man, it was unbelievable fishing. And, in fact, that show aired last week. And it took me 5.5 hours to get that shark to the boat. Came to leader three times, and it
not on the fly.
No, not on the fly. No. Oh, absolutely. No. But in 3 days, we hooked. You know, these are all estimated size fish because we release them all. But Jack, you know, knows his stuff.
Let's say if there's a guy that knows.
Yeah. So 600, 650, and 1,000 pound on the last day.
Wow,
it was insane.
Unreal.
It was absolutely tremendous fishing.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was nuts. And as I said, I'd never caught anything over that 350 pound range. So it was radical.
Is that a dangerous fish when you get a 1,000 pound mako near the boat? Is that something that you've done it a lot?
Yeah.
It's not something for the inexperienced person to handle.
Yeah, I would say any mako around the boat can be potentially dangerous. I think once you get north of 300 pounds, that's a big, big fish, and they can do a lot of interesting things. I haven't jumped in the water with one, so I don't know, but they're very aggressive. They can be very aggressive, and they're really fast. I mean, 30 to 60 miles in the water, they've been clocked swimming. So I mean, it's a very interesting fish, sneaky. you know, they're a total apex predator, super aggressive. So I would say, yes, they are a dangerous fish.
The thing that I like so much about fishing those things with you on the fly tackles, it seems like when you hook that fish on the lighter gear is when they get so much crazier. It seems like they go airborne so much more, and they get so much crazier when they're hooked on that gear. Do those real big ones do the same thing? I mean, do they get up and jump around?
Absolutely. In fact, this big 1,000-pounder we got, I mean, it went airborne 8 times.
Get out of here.
It looked like Shamu coming out of the water, and it was 20 feet in the air. It was insane. It was like, I'm like, wow. And, you know, I've seen the smaller ones do that, and that's why they're such a great fly rod fish to sight fish to. You can actually go out and target a fish. You can look at it. You can throw your fly at it. You can watch the take, and then you watch the great jumps and the runs. But, man, I'll tell you, they all jump. But the big one, that 1,000-pounder, was literally, it was like Shamu coming out of the water.
You have it on film.
It was all filmed, yeah. I think it aired last week, and it'll air again probably over the next few weeks or over the next month, yeah.
Yeah, so you probably stream it online, too.
Yeah,
right?
You totally can, yeah. So go to, I think, sportsmanschannel.com, and they'll have it, yeah.
They'll have it on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So cool.
So if somebody wants to go mako fishing on the fly with you, are you still taking charters?
You know, I don't. I refer everybody to Dave Tremble because my time is really tight. And the thing I don't want to do is, you know, make a commitment and then all of a sudden I've got to leave town. So
Dave's still doing it.
Yeah. So he handles a lot of it. And then if there's any overflow, he'll send it to me if I'm around. But
you
know, at this point, as I said, it's sort of a time management thing for me. And you know, oftentimes when these shoots happen, I've got to go. So making a commitment to somebody, but there is an opportunity. All they have to do is just call me, and I can either take them or I can have Dave take them out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So rad.
So, and this is for you, Tommy P. What's going on at Hodges?
So Hodges is actually it's on the road to recovery. It really is. We've had a great year. We've had stable water over the last 3 years because we're hooked up to the Liebenheim water reservoir above us. So we stay at a very consistent water level, which is gauge 91. And because of that, we're establishing some great habitat around the shoreline, and the bass are really coming back. You know, we still have some algae bloom issues there, but they're not as bad. But we're seeing great recruitment each year on the largemouth bass. So I think, looking forward, that lake is going to get back to where it was back in the 90s. I mean, one of the best bass reservoirs, probably in the nation.
Hodges is always known for kicking out so many big fish, too. It's always so healthy and such a good area to just kick out consistently big ones.
Yeah, and that's interesting because it's the only reservoir that kicks out big fish that doesn't stop rainbow trout. So so from what I've heard from biologists, Hodges has a specific Florida strain bass that has a specific genetic makeup that they just get really, really big. And those fish actually have been sort of the Hodges bass have been sort of taken out of Hodges and put throughout all the reservoirs in Southern California. So Castaic, Diamond Valley, those are all the strain that came from
Hodges.
And I'll tell you, and you see those fish are big, they fight hard, and sometimes they're difficult to catch. So whatever their disposition is, they can be tough.
They're smart ones.
They're smart.
And they get a lot of pressure.
Yeah. But it is a tremendous fish.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's
pretty,
so cool.
Pretty amazing. So of all the Ford Outfitter shows you've done thus far, besides the Mako show, what are some of the ones that really stand out, some of the destinations you've been that really say, I want to go back and do that again?
Well, definitely the Mako thing for sure.
Yeah.
The other one was El Salto. We went down there last year, and if you want great bass fishing, probably the best anywhere, go to El Salto. It is
Ricky, you're going there in February.
Oh, right.
With Cast Tours.
So I thought it was kind of a joke at first. You know, you're going to get, you know, 100 fish a day. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. But really, you get that many fish, and they're big fish. I think the first day I broke they have like a 10-pound club, 11-pound club. I think I got like an 11-pounder. And
the
just
first
huge numbers of fish. I mean, the average size was probably, you know, 3-4 pounds. You know, great for fly fishing, great for conventional. I mean, it's excellent. So that's
cool.
One. Where else have I gone? I mean, I've been to so many. Let's see. That's a tough question because I haven't really thought about that. I went to Lake Lanier in Georgia for striped bass, which is, you know, it's a saltwater species, but that was great. That was done on the fly rod, and that was, you know, open water, stripers breaking on the surface, you know, making a cast on them, and just nice fish, too, up to 20 pounds.
Wow,
that's rad. Yeah, and then Steve and I were just talking about the East Coast. Montauk was one of the best for stripers once again, but they have a historic seasonal run of stripers there, and they're off the coast. And that was really, really great fishing, fly fishing light tackle. Big, giant schools of these foaming striped bass up to 30 pounds just on the surface eating this really sort of like, it looks sort of like our small micro anchovies. And, man, it was unreal. And it's a scene. It's not just one boat. It's like 100 boats out there chasing these things around. So it's a big,
whoa,
it's a lot of stuff going on.
Yellowtail foaming in La Jolla, but you're on a lake.
No, we're off Montauk.
Okay.
Off the East Coast. So it's right off the Montauk Lighthouse.
Gotcha.
Saltwater.
Wow. Sick.
So,
it, cool.
Yeah, I mean, so. But
fun stuff.
And
you're driving the Ford F-Series pickup to every one of these destinations.
No, I wish. No, they ship it down there for me.
Yeah.
They've got a big truck they pull in. And so it was interesting. In mainland Mexico, when we went to El Salto, they had this big, giant truck pulled up there at Mazatlan. And there it was.
Really?
Yeah, and then I drove it up to El Salto.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. I don't have to drive around. I get to fly in
and
fly take
in.
My truck.
That's good. You fix the lap, you know? Yeah. Fix the lap.
I caught the world's tallest midget.
Yeah. That's great.
No, but things are working out great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. Great crowd already. Come on down and join us here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay and have a chance to win a trip to Katmai Lodge on the Alagnac River in Alaska next July.
Every time you say it, I can't believe
it.
It's such a cool place and such an awesome destination to think that you can come down, hang out, talk to Conway, talk to Steve, and win some great prizes. And next thing you know, next year you might be going to Katmai. Such a cool deal. We want you to come down, man. We have a lot of fun. The live broadcasts are always a lot of fun stuff going on, cool information, and we want you to come be a part of it. Come down to Dana Landing. Super easy to find and hang out with us. Ask a question, and, boy, we're really taking care of everybody, too. Not only are we giving away all the prizes that Pete mentioned earlier with the Cowboy and Tommy P, but every person that steps up to the microphone today is going to be eligible to win a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And today we're giving away the Piahi with the matte black frame and the bronze lens, which is the exact ones that I wear. The Piahis are my favorite glasses from Maui Jim.
Such
the ones
a great
that fit me
glasses.
Just right. So, yeah, brand new pair of Piahis, again, with the matte black frame and the bronze HCL lens. It's a really cool pair of Maui Jims, and somebody's going to get that just for stepping up to the microphone and asking a question today. And, boy, we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones, too. If you're not able to come join us this morning, or maybe you're in the car heading down and you want to give us a call, two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And how about this for a cool prize for everybody that calls today? One lucky caller at the end of the show is going to get a three-quarter day trip aboard the brand-new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. So great three-quarter day trip with Captain Taro and that beautiful new boat in the Liberty. So somebody's going to get a three-quarter day on the Liberty just for calling in at the end of the show today. It's going to be an awesome day.
That's a pair of
Maui Jims for the stand-up, Mike. We're giving away a ticket to go on the Liberty for all our callers. Again, if you want to get through and participate, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. We're live from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at Dana Landing, Mission Bay, having a great start to the live broadcast. Packed house already.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling good, man.
Just ordered up my breakfast sandwich there.
I did the same.
Yeah. Oh, at Dana Landing. If you haven't had one of these Dana Landing breakfast sandwiches, you got to do it here. We've got a great crowd assembled here. Come on down. Still plenty of time to win some great prizes and qualify to win all those great prizes. You know, I just got the shipment in for the other grand prizes. Trinidad. 16s.
Oh.
And Therese rods. Four of them.
Dude.
Yeah.
$600-$700 combos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty nice. Along with a trip on the Blackjack right here out of Dana Landing.
So cool.
Four beautiful four-pack boat. Tell us about the Blackjack, Stephen.
You know, it's a 31-foot Lures, you know, express tournament rigged. I mean, it's, you know. It's
dialed.
It's dialed. I mean, both my boats are basically open checkbook, you know. I mean,
You don't mess around.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We definitely want to make money on it, but it's also like kind of, you know, they're my boats, you know, so they're perfect.
Yeah. I can tell you one thing for sure. That's the people that Steve refers to me to fix up my new boat, my new Pacifica, they're the best, but they're not cheap either.
No, they're not.
And he always tells me that. This guy's the best, but he's not the cheapest.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sure.
That's what you do to your boats, right? Yeah, yeah.
That's just what we do. You know, the charters are extra here, so you know, like I said, they're like yachts that we want to go out and use too. So
yes,
it shows,
you know,
in the air.
So, anyways, that Blackjack is, you know, I mean, it was a showroom condition boat when I bought it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2 years ago, super comfortable, fast, and. It's been going out every single day.
Three-quarter day, full day, half day.
You know, this year has been a lot of double half days. A little bit of three-quarter. You know, we're starting to get into that time where people book the offshore stuff, 12-hour trip. I think probably looking at the islands mostly on that. But, you know,
12-hour trip on the Blackjack, how much?
$1,500.
Your own boat?
Yep.
Up to four people.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. And that's all-inclusive.
You just bring your fishing license.
Wow.
Yep.
And the
boat's you provide the food, the drink, everything.
They have bottled water on and snacks. You know, if you want to bring something, you know, something else, you just bring.
Want to get something to deli?
Stop at getting an Alexa sandwich before you go.
And that's what most people do. They just order while we're filling out the manifest. They go on there, and obviously we have the Impulse. Obviously running just straight overnight in 2 days right now. And
yeah,
Maddie, this week the boat didn't run. The Impulse didn't run yesterday. We had it down for maintenance, so. The rest of the week, he had 3 fish over 200 and 12 fish over 100.
Whoa!
12 wow. over 100.
12 bluefin, bluefin, bluefin.
Three over two. This week, not including yesterday.
So I guess, you know, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
get out of here.
Wow.
That's what's going on right
good
now.
Fishing. Good fishing. Good fishing. Good fishing.
He's on it, too, Matty Barlow.
He's so fired up. You know, usually it's just like, oh, another tough day, and he's just like, you know, he's just
I can't wait to go get
dying to get the lines
just,
off the boat.
Yeah, he's just freaking out. Yeah.
So cool.
As soon as the boat's in cell phone range, he's just blowing me up with pictures, and then he takes pictures of the scale when he gets in. So it's been really, really fun. You
how
can imagine
exciting.
How fun that is for, you know, it's so perfect for the six-pack boat or the four-passenger boat. You know, you get hooked up on one of those fish, and, you know, you guys get a fight for an hour or two. The other guys all take turns, and, you know, that's a difficult thing to do in a sport boat. You know, with six guys, you get one fish. Everyone's pretty happy, and they've been doing multiple four or five fish days. So it's been perfect for
them. Impressive.
And the way that they're targeting this fish is just ideal for a boat like the Impulse.
Yep.
It's a big boat, but it's very comfortable. But it's fast and nimble, and you can just do it. You can do it right.
Yep.
You can. It's trophy hunting.
Yep.
You know, you can selectively target these big giant ones.
Yep. Certainly, it's been a great year for
doing
it. Yeah. You know, obviously he's performing. So
so cool.
It's been great.
That's fantastic. Wayne Coto from CCA. He's our fearless leader, and a fearless, I might add, is really true because it's Guns and Roses coming from all sides, right?
All the time, guys, all the time. Never ending out there.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your hard work. I know it's a very difficult job, and you got guys like Lewis here helping you out, and a lot of people, things are happening in Southern California, a lot of new chapters. CCA is performing as expected, right?
Yeah, we're getting ahead of it. We got San Diego started. We had L.A. already, and we've started up Orange County, and we're working to go up the coast to Oxnard-Ventura next. We're just going to keep expanding. That's the goal. We're all based on grassroots, so the more members we have and the larger our chapters are and the fundraising behind it, that's how we survive.
Yeah, and if you're not a member of CCA, why should you be a member of CCA?
CCA, we are the group to get behind because we are fighting for the fishermen's rights. We are fighting for California. But even bigger than that right now is everybody heard about the Bluefin Endangered Species Act. You guys heard about the national monuments that people are trying to take away, Cortez and Tanner Banks. These are national efforts. These are efforts that are going to happen at the federal level, and the little local groups and the regional groups just don't have the horsepower, the backing, or the network to survive these kind of efforts. They don't have the people in Washington full-time, the lobbyists, the lawyers. They don't have the
backing. Because these are federal
events, So what happens with us is we have a great network, and we have great partners. We have IGFA and ASA and NMMA all helping us out in support of our efforts, and that gives us backing, strength, and size. And that's something that most people don't have. So that's why we're going to be hopefully more successful than most.
Yes, it's a national organization. It's been successful in several other states, and now it's come to California, thank God, because we need this support. Stephen and I both are on the board of directors, and you do a great job running things. Stephen has generously donated for anybody that that joins CCA today at Dana Landing during our broadcast, a $20 gift card.
That's an awesome deal. Thank you so much.
How about that, huh?
I mean, how much better can you get it? You're signing up a $30 annual membership, and you're getting $20 back right here for Dana Landing.
So wait a minute. It costs $30 to be a member of CCA, and you get $20 back that you can spend right now at Dana
Landing. Right now, gift card. That's very, very generous.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, go get a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
But the CCA is super, it's imperative. I mean, you know, you rattled off a few things, but, you know, we had a meeting a month ago, and your list of closures of I mean, the wrecks to reefs, the, you know, you're talking lead bands. I mean, it's not just a couple of things. It stuns me every time.
Well, that list right now is five pages long of things that we're watching.
Yeah. And like you just said, what you do is amazing. Like every time you're like, well, on Tuesday I was at this meeting for 9 hours, and then I had a jolt. You know, I had to run up to Northern California for this meeting. And I mean, you are relentless, and you know, I just don't think a lot of people understand that. And so,
yeah,
it's
thank
so important.
You. Appreciate that.
So,
yeah. Well, Wayne, CCA, he's got a little banner right on the back fence over there. If you're not a member, you need to be a member. If you're a fisherman and you want to fish for the future, you want your kids to fish for the future, CCA is an absolute must.
Absolutely. Hey, and one other thing, we got a San Diego fundraiser coming up here October 1st. Save the date. It'll be at Portuguese Hall. Watch our website, ccacalifornia.org, or watch us on Facebook, either one, and we'll be posting
great
up
location,
the details.
Great location, right there on Shelter Island.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Thanks for your efforts. Appreciate everything.
All right, hey, let's find out what's going on down in the East Cape. It's time to find out what's biting, and our cast tours report is coming on up with the cast man who's standing by. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing businesses to all new levels with their superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and those great tuna burgers. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And I hear we're heading down to the East Cape right now to talk to the cast, man. No better info than being right on the spot. Good morning, cast.
Buenos dias, Rick. Pedro.
Cast man.
Hey, man, we're right here on the East Cape out in front of Rancho Leonero. Myself and Joe Barsimo and Mike Shavira, we're the tournament committee out here doing a little jigging for some Fargo Amberjack. And we got one nice 25, 30-pound Amberjack on board. And we're going to head on over to Alfabera and try to get some of those Red Snapper, the Wachinango. But fishing here, a little slow. You know, they're scratching a few yellowfin tuna, nothing big. A very, very few Dorado, but every, you know, one or two a day on the count there. And a few Wahoo. Of course, the big tournament was here on the East Cape, the Bisbee East Cape tournament. They did pretty well. A lot of blue marlin in the East Cape area and down in San Jose del Cabo. We went down there, got in on Monday, fished Tuesday, Wednesday with the Gordo Banks Pongas there at San Jose. And Tuesday, a little slow. We had some red snapper and we had some of those false albacore, those bonita, the white meat bonita. And then the second day, we had limits of red snapper and a couple of tuna, a 40 and a 20. And then one blue marlin we released, about 400 pounds. It was an epic fight. But, of course, we came through, got it to the boat, and released it. A lot of billfish. You guys want to catch a chance to get a blue marlin, now's the time to come. There's so many blue marlin here in the area, along with a few sails and some stripers. The other hot spot right now going on is down in Zihuatanejo. Of course, again, a lot of sales down there. Boats are averaging three to four releases per day per boat. Inshore, a lot of roosters, nice-sized roosters, you know, some up to 40, 50 pounds. And by the way, we're going to head down toward the lighthouse, and we got some live caballito on board. Try to see, get some roosters here. There's 50, 60-pounders in that area. So we're heading down there just as soon as I hang up. But otherwise, you know, there's some good fishing going on, especially those blues, man. I'll tell you, I hadn't really tried to target a marlin in a lot of years, and so we decided to give it a go there on Wednesday and got that 400-pounder. But it was fun. Anyway, yeah, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to dip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right, have a great time. Hi to Mike, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that report from the East Cape Chaos Tours. And let's head back to the East Cape. Our good buddy Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
So, do you agree with everything Cass said?
Yeah, I pretty much agree. He didn't mention how beautiful the weather is. It's like a pond out here. I think we have had the most spectacular weather this season. And it just day after day after day, I'm just waiting for the wind to blow, and it just hasn't. And usually during the East Cape Bisbee, we'll usually get a day of wind, and it never happened this year. It's been spectacular. The billfishing, I mean, if you want to catch a billfish, this Bisbee tournament, 3 days fishing, 112 blues were released.
Oh, my God.
14 sailfish, 36 stripers. I mean, if you want to catch a billfish, holy cow, the billfishing is spectacular.
Unbelievable.
So cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And Ricky's going to sound hit. Ricky's headed for Rancho Leonero tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
And going to fish with Gen Ren on Monday. And so you think you'll catch something?
I think we might catch a fish or two. The rooster fishing is spectacular, too. If you check out my last report, I've got some pictures of 40, 50, 60-pound rooster fish that we caught last week. Fishing, you know, for people that want to fill their cooler, the bluefin are a little bit elusive. The Dorado were pretty much absent. But people want to have a good time and catch a billfish, catch a rooster fish. There's a lot of it going on.
Mark, wow. That's such killer news. And how nice to hear that you're experiencing that good of fishing in the great weather. And, boy, we're so pumped, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to come fishing with you. Favorite spot.
Yeah, you're going to have some serious fun there.
Can't wait to have you. Hey, Pete, I wanted to mention that we are putting together a trip to Mag Bay. We're going to do a liverboard trip, two packs, to Mag Bay the second week in November. And Mag is a really magic place. And, you know, wahoo, yellowfin tuna. I imagine there'll be some Dorado there. There's more on the Pacific side than there are up here in the Sea of Cortez. And billfish, again, it's a paradise for fly fishermen. If you want to catch a billfish on a fly, it's a good place to do it. There's also mangrove fishing, which is spectacular for the spotted bay bass, possibly some snook. It's a magic, magic place, and I really look forward to us. We try to do that trip every year. And we'll be leaving from Cabo San Lucas. We're prepared to leave. We already have one trip booked, and we've got room for one more trip. So anybody interested in a two-pack on liverboard, it's just a lot of fun. I really look forward to it.
Wow. Cool. So they just would give you a call for details on that?
That's the best thing to do. The whole trip is set up custom. But Mag Bay is a very rural area. It's a little bit hard to get in and out of. That's part of what makes it so special. So we try to coordinate it. Somebody could either ride down with us. Then they're going to have to make their way back from San Carlos. We had parties last year. One rode down with us and then got off the boat and took a car back to Los Cabos Airport. So you can fly out of Los Cabos, you can fly out of Laredo, either way. And, so we just try to put it together so that it fits to our clients' needs for getting in and getting out of there.
Fantastic. Well, Mark, also too, I want to mention that we have our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, October 6th through 10. I know I'm fishing with you, and, I know some of our other, participants are. Do you have any boats still available for the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, October 6th through 10?
You know, we do have a boat. Well, it's the day that, let's see, we do, but not for all. We do for the 7th. You guys arrive on the 6th. We have a boat open on the 7th. We have a boat open on the 9th, but we don't have anything on the 8th.
So one day of the tournament you could fish on one of the Genren boats. If somebody wants to fish on the Genren, how do we get a hold of you, Mark? Or we want to go to Mag Bay?
You can call me at 310-308-5841 or check my website, teamgenren.com, and it has my telephone number and all my contact information for email there, teamgenren.com.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that report. Appreciate that very much. I wish it was in the East Cape right now, and we'll talk to you real soon. We're going to have you on the show here coming into September to talk more about those Mag Bay trips. Look forward to seeing you, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Pete. I'll see you soon.
Can't wait, Mark. Look forward to seeing you in a couple days. All right. Hey, with that, we're going live on the water right now to the Pacific Queen, Captain Drew Carr, to stand by. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great for us, but I don't think it's going as good as you guys are right now. Good morning.
Are you sure you want to leave, Rick?
I don't know if I do or not, but that trip's already coming. I mean, after the trip that you guys just had, you know, we saw, I know everybody saw the cover of Western Outdoor News, that amazing catch that Pacific Queen put together last week. I don't know how it could ever be topped, but I think you guys are in the process of doing it.
Yeah, you know, the guys had, well, obviously our best one day we've ever had. Gavin was running the boat yesterday. They came in with six fish, seven over 100 pounds. They had four over 100, and they had two over 200. So I guess one was 70 pounds, I'm sorry. And the biggest one taped out at 247. Just an absolute beast.
That's a
one-day trip.
One-day trip. And these are bluefin tuna.
Bluefin tuna. So we're out here again this morning. We're starting off a three-day. We have two fish on the boat so far this morning. We had one in the dark, and we had one so far after daylight. One taped out at 234, and one taped out at 192.
We're just on a
light load kind of family three-day charter group. You know, it's actually all rent rods, but they expressed the desire to do this, so we're going to try and put them on this fish, and so far we're pretty stoked.
This is unbelievable.
Pretty amazing.
I mean, I don't even, you know, you're crawling out of your skin just looking at them on the deck and thinking about it. And, I mean, I can't even describe it. This is just incredible what's going on right now, the opportunity we have to do this in our backyard. And the fact that you could do it on one day or you could spend a couple days up here, and it's just, I mean, it's mind-blowing. I think that puts us up to, I think we now have 4,100 pounders for the year and 9 over 2.
Wow.
Like I said, that's better than the fishing you'd hope to see at the Hurricane Bank or Clarion. Or just, that's
amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that 247, I know Rick's seen a couple of those big ones. That thing was an absolute beast, man. It was jaw-dropping when we saw it. I mean, it was a monster. So there's just some absolute pigs out here, and there's some definite opportunity for a trip of a, you know, a fish of a lifetime. And not just like a rare opportunity. There's a real good opportunity now for a fish of a lifetime.
Wow. Well, if somebody wants to have a chance to fish for a lifetime on the Pacific Queen, how do we do that, Drew?
You're going to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500, or you can sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com. We got an array of trips. We have a one-day leaving Monday night that we're probably going to do this, and we have just 4 people signed up. And we've just committed for every trip in August. Most of them are pretty well booked. We have a few openings here and there, but, you know, we just figure if no one shows up, then we're going to go fish them as a crew. So,
that's how good it is,
cool,
right,
Drew?
That's great.
If there's other fish to catch, we'll do that too. But right now, this is what's going on. This is what's available, and we're going to definitely be working at this real hard.
I know that I mentioned it a couple times, but I think it warrants to say, like, the crew that Drew has, these kids, they're crazy, like, with this big fish thing. I mean, they're in the store every day, like, in the couple hours between the boats on rigging baits and splicing lines and heavy gear and heavy floral. And, like, the guys that work on that boat are just, they're nuts about it.
Yeah.
And, like, it shows, and it shows under the success.
How
that
often
they
do you get to catch a 200-pounder on a one-day trip,
yeah,
right?
It's just,
yeah,
it's crazy. And they dedicate the time and the effort that it takes to catching a big one. That's what it takes. You know, the big ones aren't easy to do or catch or find or any of this stuff, and it's a hats off to how hard those guys work that they're having the success that they are.
You bet. Hey, Drew, thanks a lot.
The guys called me last night, said they had only 8 flyers left, so I called the shop. I said, we need 20 more.
That's great. Well, Drew, thanks a lot for that great report. I sure appreciate the time, and keep getting them. Glad you're getting them there on the Pacific Queen out of Fisherman's Landing, and thanks a lot for the call. Hey, Dave Myers is here. Step up to the mic, Dave Myers. And whilst Dave is stepping up to the mic, I'm going to mention that we had an anonymous donation of 2 CCA California memberships from somebody here that we're going to donate into the raffle today. So you have a chance to win a CCA membership today in the raffle, thanks to one generous donor.
That's awesome.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, whoever did that.
Thank
that's
you,
really
whoever
cool.
did that.
Yeah, that's way cool.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. My question is, when do you think we'll start seeing those half-day extended trips start running for offshore?
I don't think any of us are going to know when. I mean, we would love to tell you that it's going to happen next week, but that clearly is just based on the fish. And it seems like that yellowfin, every week that goes by, continues to filter and get better and better, but it definitely seems to be farther down below. You know, you see in the one-day guys that are having that very good yellowtail fishing on kelps offshore, and certainly the extended length trips, so the day, you know, the day and a half and 2 days and 3 days, those guys are the guys that seem to be having that better score yellowfin. As far as when that's going to happen, man, if we could predict that, we'd all be
I'll give you a shot. September 20th.
There you go.
How's that? All right. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming out of Dana Landing. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great good stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-add treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
time for great talk about Shimano as we finish our
breakfast there. Boy, there's yeah. We're talking about Terramar Tuesday. You want to talk about? We always say this is the time we talk about great new gear from Shimano. Terramar Tuesday is your very best opportunity to try out new gear from Shimano. You basically get to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip that has tons of rad gear, all the new Terramars, all the new West Coast styles, Trinidads, Talikas, Tranks, Torium, all that stuff's going to be provided. You're going to get to use it absolutely at no additional cost.
And have a Shimano representative on the boat to ask questions, give away products, all kinds of good stuff. Next one is scheduled for the 9th aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. August 9th. We're still there, right? Yeah, that's next Tuesday. That's this Tuesday, right?
Come fishing.
And then we have one on the San Diego on August 16th, the 23rd on the Liberty. So back and forth every other week on the Liberty and the San Diego, either out of C4 Sport Fishing or Fisherman's Landing. Terramar Tuesday is your chance to try the Terramar rods and all the great Shimano reels. Check it out at Shimano.com, or we have it on our Let's Talk Hookup website on the trips page. Check out all the dates for Terramar Tuesday from Shimano.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
1090, we're live here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Great crowd assembled watching every boat, I think, that is attached to a trailer has launched in front of us so far this morning, because it is a packed house. When you hear how good that bluefin is going, it is on right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Prize Cowboy and Tommy are giving away prizes like crazy over there. They're registering people to getting on that drawing for the trip to Katmai Lodge in Alaska next year. And Ryan's running the contest full speed over there. The casting contest is going on. It's the flipping contest today.
I like it.
Yeah, it's got a couple hazards in the way. But, you know, we'll
watch
deal
the
with those. Your co-host Ben has arrived tonight too, Stephen, right?
Yes, he's the entertainment.
Ben's providing the entertainment here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Come on down. Rick and I just shared a breakfast sandwich here. Just fantastic food down here. Fresh food right in the deli here at Dana Landing.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very good.
Dana's made me the most lazy fisherman as far as pre-planning everything. I don't buy lunch before. I don't buy breakfast.
You don't have to.
Just roll up in the morning, get a breakfast sandwich, order a sandwich for lunch, grab some beer, grab some ice, and away you go.
One-stop shop. That's the beauty of it. I've told you.
It's the truth, man.
If you're trailering your boat here, I don't know why you'd deal going to a 7-Eleven or anything.
Exactly.
You just roll it up here.
We don't.
Park it at the top of the ramp. Come get all your stuff. Drop it. Literally drop 20 feet. Get your sandwiches. Drop your ice and everything in the boat and back it down.
Conway makes going fishing for you easy, huh?
Oh, it's so easy. I mean, it's just great because, you know, the people that I take fishing, and they're from all over the place, they're like, wow, this is one of the best sort of setups anywhere because it's right here. You know, a lot of times when you're fishing, let's say, Florida, you've got to meet somebody at a ramp. Yeah. You've got to stop at a convenience store. It's all right here, so it's really convenient.
Yeah. Or even the marina. I'll meet you at the top of A-Dock.
Exactly.
Where is that? Sit at the top of the gate until he finds you. This is so perfect.
Yeah, very central. Setup. Ed and Mira Mesa is here. Ed, are you casting around? There's Ed. Hi, Ed. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing this morning and joining us for our San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What I was wondering about on chartering the boats out here, what do you do with the Fish Queen? Do you guys provide that, or do we have to take it to the sportsman?
No. If we fillet all the fish if you want, put it in Ziploc bags, and it's a great product there. You probably want to go home and, you know, maybe put it in the smaller bags when you get home, or a lot of guys just bring it to Fisherman's Processing or around the corner at Sportsman Seafood, whatever. But no, fish filleting is part of the price of the boat.
It's the storage of the fish coming back. Is it in a bag or is it?
No, it's in Ziploc bags. I mean, you could.
No, I was talking about you catch the fish and when you're coming back, is it stored in one of the bags or is it stored?
We have a fish hold. We have a refrigerated fish hold on the Impulse. On the Blackjack, it's a bag. Yeah, but it's loaded with ice, and, you know, that's a 12-hour trip. So when that stuff comes in, it's primo. It's not an overnight product by any means. So, you know, it's...
Does the customer have a choice on where to go, or do they leave that up to the captain of the boat?
You mean for the trip?
Yeah, for the trip.
You know, it's your trip. Certainly, I mean, within reason, but, you know, obviously... People call, and I ask, I said, you know what, in the morning, sit down with your captain. He's going to show you, he's going to give you your couple of options. Hey, do you want to go after this big bluefin? Do you want to go down to the islands and fish yellowtail? It's definitely, it's your trip, and that's the beauty of it. It's your trip. You know, if you're done fishing and you want to come in 4 hours earlier, come in early. You know, whatever you want to do within reason, absolutely. It's your call. It's your private charter. That's what it's all about.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ed. Thanks for coming out. Ron Lane, the neighbor here at... Dana Landing with Fast Lane Kayaks right next door. You just came back from Big Show.
You know, one of the amazing things about this show was I got to get in every single kayak that's manufactured.
And what show was this?
It's called the OR Show, the Outdoor Retailer Show. One of the exciting things was we spent a whole day on the beach just trying every product. And I'm still so amazed at the Hobie kayaks.
They still blow everybody else away?
Just blow them away. Yeah. It's not even fair. Yeah. So before anybody ever buys a kayak, they got to come down and try one at our store. Yeah. We do free demos. Come down and try it. We'll have them out today.
Okay.
Particularly the new I-11, that inflatable. That's been a hot seller. You can throw it in a plane. It rolls right up. It's in a bag.
It's a kayak?
It's a kayak in a bag.
You can roll up and... Yep. How much does it weigh?
It weighs 40 pounds.
So you can check it as checked luggage on a plane, take it with you?
You can. That's
carry it up to a lake?
Yeah, we're going up to McCall, you know, Idaho, and we're going to fly them up, put them in the rental car, and go explore.
That's wow. So rad. How cool is that?
Wait a minute. There's no surf in McCall, Idaho.
I know. There is. There's those river surfing on it, and we're going to go down rivers on those things.
Yeah.
But the hot thing that I saw was Hobie just announced their Mirage Drive 180. And people go, well, what's that all about? Well, you pull a little line, and the Mirage Drive fins flip backwards, and you've got reverse.
Come on!
Oh, how cool! Wow.
No, so why why I even think about it was that trip we just did down in Cedros Island with
Cedros
Jeff.
Tackle, yeah.
We were fishing those boiler rocks, and Pete, you and I both know we got in some pretty big surf, and we were sitting there. And if you could go backwards while you're fighting a fish, you're going to catch more fish.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an exciting thing that's coming out.
Oh, and that sounds
We'll
like
have
fun.
It in September.
Okay.
We're taking names. You know, you can get in line for them. There's a limited offering for the first two months. But we sold a couple yesterday.
Okay, great. Yeah,
it'll drop right into your existing boat?
It will. Those won't be available till spring. Mm-hmm. Probably at Fred Hall Show. I'll probably have a stack of them there.
That's cool, man. How exciting.
It is exciting. And one of the exciting things was I like to see what everybody else is doing. Nobody's even close.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, so come down
kayak,
today.
Sailing centers, stuff center. You got those new... Hobie SUPs where you stand up, it's like
the eclipses. Yeah, we'll be demoing those today too.
Yeah, try
a stand up paddleboard with a Mirage Drive. What the heck?
That's cool. It's better than sitting in the gym, that's for sure.
Well, it's a little bit like selling Teslas. It's hard to get them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, go see Ron and the gang over at Fastlane right next to Dana Landing here.
Hey,
thanks.
You know,
Ron.
One of the things when I drove in, I was listening to the radio show this morning, and when you guys were talking about Dana Landing and Steve's place here, one of the things that I think is so unreal, whenever I go anywhere, I come in and talk to Johnny, talk to Bubba. They always give me the secret weapon.
The secret weapon.
I mean, you know, information's everything. What's working? That's the key to this place.
We don't give you the secret weapon, just the secret weapon.
That just keeps me coming back.
If you really work him, he's going to give you the secret weapon. Right?
That's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks,
Ron. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks, Sailing Center, SUP Center right next door. Roy B. is here. Roy B. Roy?
Hey, here comes Roy. Good morning, Roy.
Roy. All right.
Join us
Thanks
here
for coming down.
Dana Landing.
Indeed. Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Roy?
Question about surf fishing. I was talking to someone else recently. And they said when you're surf fishing and amongst the surfers and stuff, you're supposed to keep a certain distance away from them. Are you guys aware of that? I mean, obviously, for safety reasons, you want to stay away from them, but you're not going to
I haven't heard okay. that. I mean, it's probably just common courtesy not to throw right on top of a surfer. Okay. But I would say probably 100 feet is probably a good sort of berth to stay away. I know it's difficult at times when they're, you know, coming in. You know, and they're you're working over a pot of Corbina or something. They go right over the top. But
yeah.
I would say 100 feet is probably reasonable, right?
Yeah. And there's no law, but there are definitely some courtesies. But I mean, the problem is, surfers probably, well, they don't have any courtesies anyway.
Some don't.
But some don't. Yeah, some don't.
Depends where you surf.
But depends. Yeah. But they don't know too. They may not know or see what you're doing, and it just like. Accidentally run over your line or something like that. Yeah,
that's right.
It can happen.
All
right.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy, for coming down to Dana Landing.
Hey, well, if you want to join us in the phones are getting packed up again. Best way to do it, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Hollis calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hollis, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning. So I happened to turn on the radio and hear you guys talking about a Mako's, and I wanted to share a story on Tuesday. We were fishing, found a Mako, hooked it, baited it with a mackerel, hooked it. The thing jumped out of the water like 8 times, probably a 10, 12-foot shark weighing about 800-plus pounds.
Oh,
thing put on one heck of an awesome show right out at the 302. But question is, what kind of gear would you need to land one of those guys?
Oh, man. So, you know, 50 wide, 80 wide, those are that's a huge fish. And, they, you know, as you experience, they're tremendous fighters. So, I don't know. Something like that, 80 wide, I'd say. I mean, I know the one that I just
super heavy.
Something
guy.
That you would catch a 200-pound tuna on.
Same thing, yep.
Same
exactly.
kind of deal.
Yep, yeah.
So, awesome. Yeah. This thing was so big, it jumped next to the boat and like 6 times, and we were just in shock at how huge the thing was.
Yeah, and a lot of times people are just undergunned when they hook something. They see something, they hook. They're not prepared for what you know what's going to be on the end of the line, and that is a huge, huge fish. So
wire leader,
yeah. And I would say 200-pound, you know, single strand stainless steel, you know, and a fairly long piece. I'd probably say, you know, I don't know, 5 feet, 6 feet, yeah.
All right. And certainly you want to release those fish.
Yeah. And
those are the breeders.
Yeah, I would suggest release all those big fish. In fact, you know, release as many Mako's as you possibly can because there's such a great game fish out here. And
they eat sea lions.
They eat sea lions. Oh, yeah. You know. An 800-pounder, they're going to eat 2 or 3 sea lions probably. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A day.
So, yeah, what a great game fish. And that's so great that you had that experience because that's a life-changing experience to hook a fish that big and watch it jump out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're fortunate that we have a fairly good volume of them off the Southern California coast.
All right. Wow. Fantastic. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the catch board, find out what's biting up and down the beach. So much cool stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup live from Dana Landing in Mission Bay right here on the Mighty 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Lanero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLanero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
At the mighty 1090, it's always football season. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.